Welcome in. It's time once again for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling. And Dr. Beth speaks. And Dr. Placetka, thanks again for joining us. How are we doing today?
Really good, Mike. How are you?
Doing good. Kids are probably excited. You know, this time of year, they're out of school or just about to be out of school. And we're going to focus on a topic that's still kind of honing in on schools. We don't want them to forget about it just yet. We kind of have some different things to go over with as far as schools are concerned. What do we have on today's show?
Well, you know, I think what I really want to clarify for everybody, and I think it's a universal time, it can apply to anybody, even though school is ending right at this moment, is like what the purpose of schools really is. I've literally spent all but 5 years of my life in schools. I've either been a student or a teacher or a school social worker, and I come from a family that has teachers in it. So I continue to hear more stories. And what I know is not everyone knows what goes on in schools and the purpose of what happens when teachers do or say certain things. I learned it from my teachers, my students, my parents, my own kids. The interesting thing, I think, is because everyone has gone to school and they've had that experience, it feels like, I know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
When they correct somebody or they scold somebody or they say a certain thing. But what we don't know is really the purpose behind it. We remember the feelings we had when we were with our teachers, but not necessarily the extenuating circumstances that they're not going to share or the administration wouldn't share. Schools deal with the human product. I often think about, how they're talking about putting outcomes, the student test results, as part of the teacher evaluation. And of course, that would be appropriate. But sometimes kids bring things that are really tough to school, and the teacher can't change them.
Mm.
You can have breakfast, they can have support. But sometimes if dad is sick or the dog has just died, it's really hard for them to learn.
Sure.
What we know is kids learn best by relationship, not technology, relationship. Mike, maybe you saw this thing online, but the Silicon Valley parents, they send their kids to schools that don't use technology. We're saying more, and they're saying less.
Yeah, interesting.
Mm-hmm. So what kids really need is a safe, structured environment so that they can learn what I call successful student behaviors. Now I have a list of a million of them, but what it really gets down to is the ability to hold still, take in information, which means focused and attend, produce work, turn it in, which means accept authority and follow directions. Now, that sounds easy to some kids, but for many kids, it's very hard these days. So when they come to school, they have to even learn those things before they can progress in what they're actually tested on, which is reading, writing, and math. We're seeing lots of students with anxiety. Schools are providing not only breakfast, but sometimes mental health as support, which is very difficult for kids in a large group setting. So I think what's really important to know is that teachers are, by law, there's a Latin phrase, which I cannot say, that they act in the absence of parents to provide safety and protection and instruct. They use the curriculum to teach those successful student behaviors that they're going to apply in life. Give you an example. The IRS wants your stuff on time. So producing something on time
right. Is
something we want to learn. Police officers want you to accept their authority and stop at the stop sign.
Yes.
Those are things
Those are big ones.
So when sometimes parents are going to think, oh my goodness, is my child ready? And what does the teacher need from me? And those are the things we want to be practicing at home with simple things that actually you can do at home. So if the curfew for your 15-year-old is 10 o'clock and they're going to get a ride home for their friend, it's 10 o'clock unless they've done whatever you've said they need to do. That's not mean. That's helping them learn the parameters. You know, if they need to be somewhere on time, they need to be there on time. That's not mean. It's helping with the parameters. So what we really also know is that sometimes in the relationship with the teacher, kids really learn a lot about themselves. And with some changes, I mean, this is a true story. There was a high school student who really had grown a lot in high school, had difficulty turning things on time, following direction, but really was doing a great job. And the student, one day in the lunchroom, behaved very out of character in response to a teacher correction, which was something like, throw away your garbage or whatever. Student ended up in my office. And told me that the teacher had been mean. And I said, okay. I said, so I found out a little bit more, and I asked the teacher if I could share it with the student. Student came back, and I said, I want you to know that the teacher said I might have sounded different than I normally do. Right after school today, I'm getting on a plane to go to another state because a very close family member had just died. Mm. Here's what happened. The kid looked at me startled and said, oh my gosh, I was horrible. I said, I didn't say that. I'm just telling you there's more to the story.
Yeah.
Without anything more from me, put a sympathy card and an apology in the teacher's mailbox. That student learned so much from that relationship. Nothing more was said. The teacher said, thank you, I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And they moved on. So what we really know is that's what people learn in school. So anyway, so much love. I love schools.
Yeah. And kids have so much time with their teachers. You
right.
know, we kind of lose track of that fact, especially if you're, you know, in a school where you're with the same teacher throughout the entire day or, you know, even just a couple hours. It's a lot more time face-to-face with them than maybe they even have with their parents or siblings or what have you.
So. Exactly. So,
any final points on today's show?
Well, I just think it's really important for parents to know that teachers are really working with them. And if they have any questions or comments, they should ask because there's probably more to the story.
Excellent. More resources on this topic are available on the website safeharboril.com. As we thank you for joining us today and invite you to join us next week for another installment of Your Life Matters, it is with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll talk to you again next week.